This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. You know how we have these microphones? Well, you may not know that most of us who are using professional microphones, which hopefully would include all of us, Roberta and Kenny and Richie. And
I don't even know.
What are you talking about?
So I have this great big huge microphone. Actually,
yes, that's what I've heard about you, sir.
Right. It isn't actually a
bragger.
It's a microphone. It's a Neumann.
Not really, how big your microphone is.
Yeah, that's what you do with it. Yeah. Okay, so it's a Neumann. It's called a Neumann. Bob Kay and I used to have this fascination with these great old Neumann microphones.
Neumann.
And one of the I remember these have been around for a long time. So it has a great big puffy cover on it. And when I come back in here,
spit catcher.
Yeah, exactly. I have, and the reason I bring it up is because I've just been chewing away on some nuts, and I wasn't quite finished. Yeah, so I'm just looking at the microphone now, trying to clean it off.
Gross.
Must be like Roberta. Every time Roberta's here, she's having breakfast.
Okay, so I'll tell you guys a little insider story from CRN.
Yeah.
We used to have this show host.
Radio Network.
My day job.
Okay,
like you mentioned, these spit screens that you put over a microphone are the spongy things that you put over, right?
Yeah, right.
Foam.
Foam.
Yeah.
And so we used to have this show host that would come in on the weekends, and I don't know what that man ate.
Yeah.
But we tracked it back to him, and any time you would come in that studio and you would smell that foam thing, it would stink like bad breath.
Yeah. I used to have that when
I
was working.
We had to take it off. We had to give him his own because it was gross.
That's what we used to do, is give everybody their own.
Yeah.
Now we just don't use them anymore because we just set it up so that you don't pop your peas as much.
Well, I'm right on top of it, so I'm very close to it. And
well, you're the only one that uses that mic, so it's not as disgusting as it
but
is.
But I remember having one of them.
Your mouth is an inch away from somebody who's been spitting in it for three hours.
I was working at Pat Robertson's studio in Washington when I was there with a guy who was on overnight, and I used to come in the morning at 5 o'clock, and he'd have been smoking in the studio all night and breathing into this microphone. He used to make me want to puke. So I made them give me a microphone that I could change, and then I would change the screen and wash it. Sometimes it was okay, but just that whole, and thinking about it is, we are so germophobic now in our country. Uh-huh. Can you imagine getting that close to a microphone somebody else has used?
Well, you know what I was just thinking, is I still have spit catchers here from the microphones that G. Gordon Liddy and Ollie North used to use.
Really?
That'd
be worth some money.
I'm
going to sell them on eBay. Either that or I'm going to extract the DNA and make a new little G. Gordon Liddy and Ollie North.
There you go.
And I'll just have them as my own little personal friend.
You're minion.
But you actually, really, you already have that because Laura's there.
I can make, and I have Laura's too. I could go get hers too.
Laura 10 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
So call them
1,700 veterans in need of care are at risk of being lost or forgotten, according to the, and this is just in the Phoenix Veterans Administration Hospital. Excuse me. This is a disgrace that goes beyond being disgraceful. Interesting that Montel Williams, who is a well-known vet. Most people remember him from, as he started his television career, he was still in uniform. And he is now
almost
making
20 years as a Marine.
Yeah, right. And he makes no bones about his feelings for the vets, as do most of us who have, but I don't have anywhere near the cred that he has when it comes to this sort of thing. So he called on the president to do something. Do you have that audio, Richie?
I do. He was all over the place yesterday.
Yeah.
But he was on Fox News with Neil Cavuto, and got a little bit.
I don't hold that against him anyway. What
got a little bit emotional.
Yeah. Now, our guys went over. They've left body parts. Some of them never made it back. Some of them are here now, and their souls are still there. And we have the audacity to turn our back on them right this second. I'm going to tell you something. All societies are judged by what they do for the least of them, of us. The least of us are the ones who protected this democracy. We owe this debt more than anything else. The president just promised $5 billion for terrorists around the world at West Point, where he could have used the day to say, I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused you, the families, and I'm going to fix it today. And I'm going to fix it by doing something like this.
What it shows, he underscores something. I don't know what his, and any time I ever talk to him, whether he's here on this program or in person, I don't know what his politics are. I couldn't tell you that I knew what his politics were, and I wouldn't care. What he speaks is the truth. It is more than disturbing. It is more than disgusting. It's just, it is a travesty. You know. And this is the seed of revolution. These sorts of things, when they continue to be booted around by these bungling boobs that we either elect or the elected officials put people in charge, it has to stop. It has to stop.
Yesterday, I heard some testimony yesterday by one of the senators on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee saying, we want answers now.
Well, they're all grandstanding.
You know what? You two-faced.
Right.
Exactly. You know the answers.
Yeah.
You already know the answers. You're just trying to lay the blame on somebody else so that you don't take the heat. Every politician in office right now, Obama down to the lowly newest congressman, knew what was going on here for 30 years, and now they're going to cut the head off of somebody just to have the sacrificial lamb.
Well,
and
Shinseki's,
it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Shinseki is only the symptom of a broader problem of how people get jobs, how people are put into positions of power and influence. Certainly, it's all politics. It's all because of money you raise or the fact that Shinseki supported Obama and yada, yada. It's all baloney.
The more I think about it, Shinseki is handcuffed.
It is. It's not. I don't even begin to hold him responsible anymore.
Yeah.
I have to nosy
he
around.
He probably wanted to make changes and knew all of this
and
stuff.
And gets in the way.
And mentioned it to Obama, mentioned it to the senators, mentioned
so it to all badly run.
Republicans, Democrats, they're all to blame. They're all pieces of...
Yes, they are. All right, let's hold off anymore using that sort of invective. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has the weekly house call information, updates on important medical stories, and that's next year on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his overview of some of the important medical news. I thought this was important. Ken's in Florida, where a woman set a record for birth via in vitro fertilization. I'm not going to get too personal about this, but it's interesting her age and the age of someone that I'm close to who's gone through the same thing. Why is the age of 46? I'm sort of surprised. I would have thought it would have been older than that, Ken. What happens in this process?
Here's the American Impossible World Record published this week in the medical journal Fertility and Sterility. Doug, a 46-year-old Orlando woman has become the oldest mother in America and possibly in the world to give birth to a healthy baby through in vitro fertilization using her own fresh eggs. Key to the record is that the eggs were fresh, just a few days old, rather than frozen or donated. She also beat the odds of delivering her child with chromosomal abnormalities such as Down syndrome, which increase with maternal age. This is a very rare event, and most who are thinking about becoming pregnant should not think this is easy.
So is 40 an older age or something like this?
Well, right now in most clinics, if you were to just walk in, their age limit is about 43. In fact, this Orlando woman was refused from other clinics before this doctor succeeded.
Really? Very interesting. All right. And the reason for that will become obvious later on when we talk more about it. Anyway.
Good luck.
Goodbye, root canals.
Yes, out of Science Translational Medicine, this is a really hopeful story. Scientists have used low-powered lasers, to activate stem cells and stimulate the growth of teeth in rats and human dental tissue in the lab. The ability to naturally regrow dental tissue could transform dentistry, making it possible to regrow teeth instead of replacing them. Doug, with a substitute like porcelain, which we have to go through now, the same technique, once it's better understood, could actually be used to heal wounds, regenerate bone, skin, and muscle.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It is.
Isn't it? All right. Let's see here. Antidepressants and women who are going through menopause. Oh, man, I want to hear this.
Some hope here. This is out of the medical journal JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine this week. Hot flashes and night sweats, they affect up to 80% of women in midlife and are the primary menopause-related symptoms, leading menopausal women to seek medical attention. The news this week, Doug, is that the antidepressant Effexor is nearly as effective as estrogen therapy in reducing menopause-related hot flashes and night sweats. Estrogen therapy, it's considered the gold standard treatment for hot flashes and night sweats, but is used at the lowest possible doses due to the potential risks associated with the treatment. These risks include blood clots and an increased risk of certain cancers.
All right, last week you had a story about olive oil lowering blood pressure, and I know that we talked about that. I sort of wanted to couple that with information about Heart Factors Plus, which is something that we've been talking about now for almost a year, it seems to me. Heart Factors Plus is a wonderful way using nitric oxide to boost your body's enhancement, if you will, of your muscles, your heart, your brain. How's that all work, Ken?
Exactly, Doug. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. He writes, I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improve sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you power. And if it does not work, get your money back, no questions asked.
Dial 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. Call, mention Dr. Ken. You get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. Get the blood to your heart. Get the blood to your muscles and your brain. That's what you're going to... I mean, the benefits of this thing are so superb, and it's all natural. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Comes from.
I don't yet.
Don't you? Number five.
Oh, shoot.
This week, 1977 is the year.
Kenny. I'm playing the wrong song.
You're playing the wrong song.
I am. This is a Disney tune, but let's try the right song.
Oh, there we go. Oh.
I was thinking there was a new beginning to this thing that I didn't remember. I was trying to cover for you, Rich.
Thank
nice
you.
Job, yeah. All right. Hi, everybody.
Maya Angelou wrote this song.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Del Reese.
Reese. All right.
That's only the second time we put our foot in our mouths today. If we can make it through without doing it again.
Not bad.
But Roberta's really? Here, so the chances of that are slim to none. Gonna fly now. The musical theme from the movie that got it all started. One of the, I think 1977 was actually a great year for movies. Star Wars started, I think Indiana Jones that year, and certainly the Rambo had already been around, I think. But Rocky.
No, Rambo wasn't around yet.
Wasn't it?
Rocky was before Rambo.
Rocky came before Rambo.
Rocky was the one that got him out of the ghetto.
Yeah. Well, he sure did get out of the ghetto. Look at what the guy is going through now with his career. All right, Bill Cotti, who still does, I believe, the orchestrations for the annual Academy Awards show, well known as a studio musician and orchestra leader, put together the theme, and this is what sort of put him on the map, in fact, the theme from the first Rocky, which became synonymous, the music, with that whole series. And is there anyone who culturally, when they hear that, doesn't get what it's attached to? I can't imagine anyone at any age not knowing that. So, it was number five, pop music, as we review the top five songs from this week in 1977. This was number five. Another good pop tune with a guy who had it all and screwed it up.
Yep.
Marvin Gaye had it all. Father was a minister. Marvin played around. The old man shot him. That was the end of that. I don't know. What if the father didn't shoot him in self-defense? He just shot him, right? What happened to the father?
They were in an argument over drugs, his drug use,
right.
And it got into a fisticuffs. And then,
Anyway, Got to Give It Up was a big pop hit from Marvin Gaye. who, as I said, had it. He was in the same league as Stevie Wonder, Bill.
It's Bill, but it's not Robinson.
Smokey Robinson. Thank you. You knew that, Richie. That was very good of you. Yeah. William Smokey Robinson. This guy screwed it up because he couldn't leave the drugs alone. Ray Charles beat it. He could not. Well, maybe it was because Ray Charles and everybody looking over his shoulder.
I don't think Ray Charles ever really quit.
No.
But he managed it.
Yeah, he did. Well, I mean, as far as that's concerned, Louis Armstrong used to say, with some degree of delight, he smoked a joint every day. Right. That's what made him cool.
Right. Yeah, a lot of them did.
They sure did. So number four was Marvin Gaye, Got to Fly. I'm sorry, Got to Fly. Got to Give It Up Now. This is the top five song list from this week in 1977. Fleetwood Mac. And another good, really, I found this to be, I know, Richie, you don't care a lot about
greatest albums of all time. You can't deny that.
Pop music flavor from Fleetwood Mac, and Dreams was number three this week. Here's a good one. Number two, Casey and the Sunshine Band. A couple of big tunes. This was one of them. I'm Your Boogeyman. Boogeyman. Number two this week, 1977.
No, but look at number one.
But to cap it all off, number one. They can feel it. Knows how to do it. Still gets it. Still knows how to do it. Stevie Wonder.
Written about who?
Sir Duke. Duke Ellington, wasn't it?
There you go.
Yeah. Sir Duke. Very cool stuff. Mr. Wonder, you have the number one spot for this week in music. 1977 was the year. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Don't you hate doing this?
Driving around and you look at the different pricing on gas at the different gas stations.
Looking for the cheapest price.
And sometimes it varies quite a bit. And we always kick ourselves when we buy at the expensive station and just down the block there's a much cheaper deal.
But now, know where to go before you head out. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Gas Buddy helps you avoid this situation because it tells you where the cheapest and closest gas stations are to where you are.
Just download this app. AARP Financial Educator John Dolphiné.
It knows your location, or you can also type in a city or zip code, and it will, in fact, show you where the cheapest gas is in that area.
And if you find something cheaper, report it to Gas Buddy. People do it all the time. You're helping others find cheaper gas, too. I'll post a link to Gas Buddy and all the other award-winning apps we've discussed this week. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Fasinelli is here on the Good Day program as a member of the Good Day Gang. That's what Jennifer Horn likes to call us, a gang. I think that is a negative.
But you got mad at me, so I stopped doing it, but now you keep saying gang.
I didn't keep saying it. I just was making reference.
We're the Crips or the Bloods.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I like
or
gaggle.
We're in West Side Story.
I like gaggle. Gaggle is good.
Don't you like gaggle?
Yeah, gaggle's good. Yeah. And that sounds feminine. Gaggle sounds feminine. Like what women do a lot is gaggle.
Oh, that is so sexist.
Of course it is. I understand that. Yeah. Rachel McFadden is here, another sexist, and then Ken Kessler, who's not on the Good Day program. From the grandstanding BS department, this may be akin to the same conversation we've been having about everybody getting their shorts in a twist about what's happened to the VA. A letter, Richie, is going to be sent today to 2,700 NFL players. They're being asked to lend their support. The support starts with 50 U.S. senators and 100 House members and the president and so many others who are taking a stance on the name for the NFL franchise in Washington. Mm. They have nothing better to do than inveigle themselves into this nonsense about whether the team ought to be the Redskins or not. This movement using legal action to attack the unnecessary use of redskin. I mean, come on. What is it with these people in America who think this is a big priority? These people are grandstanding.
I'm so tired of the ridiculous. What is the cause of the week that we can justify our existence for?
All right. So you want to see? Listen to this. Wait till you hear this. If you feel like you need to, it's like when they took baseball players
and made them testify to Congress about their steroid use.
Right.
What in the world do politicians have to do with drug use in sports?
Not only that, nothing. They're going to the FCC to try to get them to ban the games from being played or being aired on radio and television stations. This is the NAACP, the National Congress of American Indians, the Anti-Defamation League, and here's what they say.
Well, Anti-Defamation League wants to go to the FCC and complain, sure, okay, whatever. But, you know, they're a private organization. They can do whatever they want.
Right. Right, so a lot of the players we know are black. They understand and sympathize with American Indians whose children have to grow up with the epithet redskin repeatedly thrown at them. NFL players would never tolerate for a moment the use of the name Jigaboo or the Coons or Spades or Spooks.
Wow.
It says in this story that
it's
I'm
totally
reading.
Different, though.
The N-word and R-word are the same, so says the lawyer who's representing the people.
But how come
the
people? More people are
But how, wait a minute, hold on a second. Are the N-word and the R-word the same?
No.
No.
I don't get that they're the same.
Absolutely not.
But is that just because culturally we've not allowed it to be the same? If somebody took up the banner and wanted some American Indian group says the Redskins using that R, that word is as bad as using the N-word.
The N-word has always been and will always be, or those other terms, a derogatory term. It started as a derogatory term, and it still is one. Redskin was in originally when they named the team the Redskins, and the coach was an Indian back in the late 30s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was meant to as a warrior type, an honorable fighter, tough. Meant to show how tough the team was. It was not disrespectful in any way. It was only respectful in that we want to show that we are warriors just like they were or are. So to compare it to those words, now, if you take the word red skin and you try to say, okay, could it be taken as derogatory? Yes, it could, depending on how you say it. But the team, the Redskins, it's only as we want to show that we are as tough as they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too long ago, I was talking with a Native American woman. I believe she was Cherokee. And I was asking her about this very thing. And she kind of looked at me, and then she said that among people, among people that she's talked to, they don't quite understand it because they use the term skins to describe each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a word that they actually use, and it's not considered. It's simply, what they call each other. And so
black people call each other N-word, too.
But it's
the N-word used with black people to refer to other black people.
But, for them, they use it as an endearing term, as kind of like,
Well, they use it to take the power away from the word.
Right.
They take it away from, to get the power away from the word.
Correct.
That's
the thing that I don't get about this whole thing is, what the heck is Congress getting involved in it?
Yeah, don't they have other stuff to do?
That's why I started with the preface of from the grandstanding BS department. There it is.
They're trying to justify their existence. And this is what politicians do. They don't have anything. I mean, really, if you look at the federal government, you strip it down. What are they supposed to do? Provide military, defend our borders, and build infrastructure. Okay? I don't remember seeing anywhere that they were supposed to decide on the names of NFL football teams.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want Congress deciding what I name my business.
Right.
If I make a bad choice, I have to deal with it.
Your problem, not theirs.
With your customers.
Yeah. Okay, there's an opportunity here for Donald Sterling. The man who owned the Tampa Bay Buccaneers died. Name is Malcolm Glazer. So apparently Mr. Sterling, who's going to sell the NBA franchise in Los Angeles called the Clippers,
right,
take that money, go buy the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Goodell would no sooner let that happen.
Wait a minute. Are Pirates starting to, you know, come up and say we don't want them called the Buccaneers?
I think there should be a movement right now to change the name of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Cowboys.
Absolutely.
No.
That's offensive.
Tampa Bay Sneezers.
Yeah, just the way they play is offensive.
Right. How about about the Tampa Bay Snoozers or Losers? Oh, you save that for the Red Sox. The Boston Losers. All right, anyway, this is all pretty foolish stuff, but yet people are talking about it. Here's something serious. Kristen Bell, how many people know who she is?
Sure.
Yep. Kristen Bell, a well-regarded actress, been on this program a couple of times, leading a campaign, Jennifer, to rid the media of paparazzi images of children, celebrities' children.
Yeah,
she wants them to be off.
It started a while ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it was Holly Berry.
Somebody else was doing it?
It was Holly Berry.
It was Holly Berry, okay.
Is it Holly or Hallie?
Hallie.
Did you see the, by the way, the trailers for that show she's in this summer?
She's Jewish.
Yeah, it looks crazy, doesn't it?
This woman who is an astronaut gets pregnant in outer space. Wow.
That's like Alien?
Well... Is that what it's driven? Is that the same sort of thing?
Start popping out of her stomach?
Really?
Yep.
Like babies.
All right. I'll have to get to that, Roberta. Hey, this week it was a close race. Actually, this month it was a close race. I'm here to tell you who has won the $20,000 first prize, the monthly prize for our Dream Big America contest. The champion is Haroon Ishmael.
Oh, good.
With Akiba. Akiba allows people with diabetes to live their lives untethered from the glucose meters, the testing supplies, the logbooks, that sort of thing. So congratulations. He was the winner in week one of May, and he met the challenge from Crystal Plou of Amazi and Lauren Cannon of PacSac. They were the other two finalists. They did very well. And so the essence of our congratulations and the awarding of the prize, the $20,000 in promotional help, it's really a very cool thing. So these people get much more recognition. They start well by being on this program, and then they go from there. So everybody is a winner. Next week, we're going to be restructuring the Dream Big America program. It'll take place in, well, I don't know, Richie, this is shop talk. If we can get the technical stuff worked out so that we're going to do something in the 9 o'clock East Coast hour that I think you'll find a very refreshing, rewarding, different, that sort of thing. And Dream Big will move to Friday mornings on the Good Day program. Watch for information on My Cool Inventions coming as a connector to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Meanwhile, if you have healthy blood flowing through your brains. Good, Doug. Well, you do need healthy blood flowing through your brains. You need it through your body as well. Healthy blood pressure helps to get all of the blood that you need for life, for survival, for health, for well-being. All of the essence of your life is wrapped around your blood flow. So if you have low blood pressure and the blood's not getting around, or if you got high blood pressure and it's not getting around, you need to try to mitigate that. And the way to do it is with Heart Factors Plus. You've heard Dr. Ken Kronhaus talk about this before many, many times. It's a special blend. Heart Factors Plus is a blend of ingredients that boost the nitric oxide levels in your body to improve blood flow. So if you're working out, more blood gets to the muscle. Your heart muscle, the most important one in your body, works better, obviously, the more blood that is in it. You can say, well, it's the source of blood. Well, it really isn't. What you eat and your digestive system is the source of the blood, of the nutrition that keeps your body going. But that needs a pump. And that's why the heart needs to work very well, and that's why you need Heart Factors Plus. Gets a lot of blood to your brain. The important areas of your body need to have this sustenance. So join the very, very, very long list of satisfied customers with Heart Factors Plus by dialing 800-577-8560. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. 800-577-8560. But if you monitor your blood pressure like I do and most people do, and if you're fortunate to have good blood pressure like I do and hopefully most of you do, then this is a way of maintaining it. But if you're working out and you want to see the improvements that come from all the work that you're doing, men and women are using this and they love what they see and they love the results. 800 800- 877-8560. Order today. Mention Doug Steffen. Get a free bottle of the brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula that has come from Chamonix. That's the thanks for trying Heart Factors Plus. Call this number right now, 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus.
I'm going for groceries.
Hey, Grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Love is the moments that we share. We've got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Limitation. Da, 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 da. Okay, why was I thinking about that? I was thinking about the Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
Da,
what
da,
a
da.
Show.
I don't know why.
I love that you have a song about everything.
I know.
All right, so let's see if we can put this to music. The Wall Street Journal is running a story today about the Dish Network accepting Bitcoin. All right, Jennifer, from now on, the cable radio network, CRN Digital, is going to be accepting Bitcoin. What happens? Yes?
Well, you know, one of those radio stations actually out here, I think we talked about it a while ago, KCAA, like Ontario.
Yes, Ontario.
They accept Bitcoin for advertising.
I'm still lost on this.
Bitcoin's like a digital currency.
I know, but how? Okay, so if you could nothing. Use it on Amazon?
Amazon was talking about starting to take them. You don't earn them. You buy them.
You buy.
Buy them where?
They create so many bitcoins a week or a day or a month.
Why? Who does?
The
Bitcoin people.
The Bitcoin people.
Who are they?
And then
are they drug dealers?
Basically.
Based on how much they sell or how many people buy them, they create a certain amount for the next month so that they retain a certain value. It costs like $800 or $900 to buy a Bitcoin now. But the crazy thing about this digital currency is that it can be hacked. And the largest Bitcoin bank there is, was, Mt. Gox, got hacked, and all their money got stolen.
I understand it. I don't think I'm...
So, yeah. Right. But, you know, let me tell you something. How many people walk around with cash in their pocket nowadays?
Not many.
All currency is digital anyway. This is just another form.
I'm an old school guy. I got a couple of $100 bills in my wallet.
And, doctor,
many people think it's the future, so that's why people are getting into it.
What is our currency based on? Nothing.
Nothing. Zero. It's all mirrors. Smoke and mirrors.
It's smoke and mirrors.
That's all it is.
So what's the difference?
Barter. Back to the barter system.
It's scary.
I traded a guy the other day. Let's see. I'm always trading. things. What the heck did I trade the other? Oh, the guy, there's a fellow who's a lawn. He's a, what do we call him? Landscape guy or...
Artist.
Right.
Uh-huh.
No, but he's a lawnmower. What do we call those guys?
A gardener?
Nah. They go around...
Landscaper.
Whatever. They call
whatever.
He wants to park six trucks at the farm. I said, fine. You can park the six trucks here. You take care of the grounds all over both farms. Deal. End of story.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, everybody wins.
Nice. Not a bad deal.
Right. It is a good deal. That's the kind of stuff.
Some chickens for milk. Yeah, right. Everything's...
The next
he's
thing is
taking us back 100 years.
We're going to develop a chicken that gives milk, Richie.
That's
a, and a cow
milk.
That lays eggs. Yeah. 51 past the hour. Good day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Nice job, Rich.
Bringing it back.
It's a big hit, Doug. Everybody wants to hear it again.
Right, exactly. La 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 la. Seizing the spirit of adventure from the score of Wisney's, good Doug, Disney's Up, number one movie during this week in 2009. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What do you remember about this movie, Up, Chucker?
It was a good animated movie.
Yeah.
And Asner was the voice of the old man. Very good.
It was
so
very
sweet. I got a question.
Question
from Chuck. Yes, sir.
Disney.
Yes.
Maleficent, which opens tomorrow with Angelina Jolie. Disney spent a fortune on that movie, both producing and marketing it. I don't think there's a huge audience for it, do you?
No, it's gotten very bad reviews. It's scary. Children will like it. And Brad Pitt got punched in the face at the red carpet of the premiere last night.
Some guy jumped the gate and went and socked him one. Yes,
don't you think it's telling if Angelina Jolie had to hire her own child to play the kid in the movie because every other kid was scared of her character, might scare kids?
Role, what's that, Chugger?
Yeah. I said that's in the supporting role. Elle Fanning, I believe, is the star, which is the sister of Dakota Fanning. She's pretty good.
Yeah, is she? All right. So we're going to have some movie news for you. You can imagine that. We had movie music. That's how we get started with movie moments. Chuck has the story about the Independence Day sequel and what's going on with that. Who shows up and who doesn't for this movie? That's up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on special market displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
All right. I don't get this. I still don't get it. Why Will Smith, I mean, I'm not in his head, but it's a big payday, and it must be
What's
fun.
What's a big payday?
Independence Day. If they're working on bringing back, this is going to happen no matter what. So Bill Pullman comes back. It's not a bad payday for him, but he's not the caliber of Will Smith or Jeff Goldblum.
No.
And, I mean, who else was in that movie? Randy, what's-his-face is dead. He got killed in the first one. Who else was in it that you'd want to bring back?
Well, the three majors is Will Smith, who reportedly they wanted to come back, but he said no. It has to most likely do with money. Probably wants an enormous amount of money, so they took a pass. Bill Pullman, from what I hear, is going to come back. He played the president in the original, yeah. And Jeff Goldblum, who I think now is in his early 60s. I haven't heard anything, but my guess is he's not going to come back. They have a release date, July 1st, 2016, and Roland Emmerich once again is going to direct, and they just hired a screenwriter to do another rewrite on the project, which they've been having problems with script for the last 3 or 4 years trying to revive this franchise, which I'm amazed they haven't done 20 years later, because it was a great blockbuster.
You got to wonder sometimes. Everybody makes up their own decision, but it just seems so foolish. How much money can you need? So they give him, what's the deal now with like Wahlberg? He's pretty much getting the back end of everything because he can draw an audience. Will Smith would draw an audience. I mean, look at what's his face.
I agree with you more.
Who's the Sherlock Holmes and the X-Men?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey. I mean, he doesn't get anything up front. They give it all to him on the back end. He's given 50, 60 million bucks for doing these movies. I think you told me he got more than that out of one of them.
By the way.
Bullock does the same thing. Yeah. So what are these people thinking of? I don't get it, frankly. And it's frustrating because I want to see the movie with Will Smith in it. Yeah. All right, what else, Chucker?
Here's another sequel. 12 years after it became one of the biggest independent movies ever produced, there's going to be a sequel to My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Dia Vidalis and John Corbett will return. She's also wrote the script. Mm-hmm. She wrote the original script. They made an absolute fortune off the first film. Right. I think it cost like $2 million to produce and made over $200 million.
The TV show crashed.
Yeah, but you know what the new movie is going to call? We call My Big Fat Greek Divorce. So
I wasn't a big
that's
fan.
That's right. This would work.
I didn't like it.
The story. The story on the rewrite. I didn't get excited about it, but it was a great cultural hit. And the story about the rework and the sequel is prominently positioned and posted at DougStefan.com, My Big Fat Greek Divorce.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.